This is a press conference podcast from Jayhawkslant.com.
What's that?
How big was the win tonight for you all?
Oh, it was huge. It was huge to play that hard and compete that hard and not have anything good happen for so long. And the guys just hung in there. I mean, never missed every front end, it seemed like, and every open look, and actually handled the ball pretty well against pressure. But our guys, I mean, Frank, if you told anybody that Frank and Josh and Devontae would go 3 of 18 the first half and 11 of 40 for the game, there'd be no way we'd win this game. And I still don't know how we did it. Fans deserve a ton of credit. Those that stayed, we had a few trickle out of here, but they missed a hell of a finish. But it was a remarkable game. You know, I didn't think we were getting a decent whistle at all. And then we got to the free throw line late, obviously, and that was our best offense.
Was there a moment during the comeback when you felt like you had it?
No.
Not at it, but
I tell you what, I thought it was, you know, we don't have timeouts and it's so loud you can't communicate with your guys. And with a minute and 25 seconds left and you're down six, you don't have to foul. You know, but guys were playing so hard and just scrambling around. And considering that we had the lineup that we had in there was what made it extra amazing. And if you ask the guys how often we work on the press, I don't know if anybody asked them that. Maybe a month ago, you know, it's something like that. So we actually worked on trapping the other day, but not like that. And the guys just stepped up and made plays. It was a remarkable win. It was a toughness win, you know, because there certainly wasn't much going right, and they had everything going right, and still yet the guys hung around.
I'm going to ask you about that. Would you consider this one of the toughest comeback wins of your career?
Yeah, this was – well, we've had some good ones, but we never won a game down 14 with 2.5 left or whatever.
Well, Frank said the thought of two home losses in a row was kind of going through his head there late.
I don't know if that's true or not. If Frank said it, I'm sure it's 100% accurate then. You know, the thing about it is we played tight. You guys could see that. I mean, played tight. They sped us up. Our shot selection was horrible. We made the game harder than what it was. And how many uncontested layups did we miss? I mean, it was probably five at least that were, you know, that's 10 points. The guys just kept grinding. Give them all the credit. They just grinded.
You talk about the guys being tight. How do you play down the patience that you have on the bench and hopefully they evolve and get it together?
Well, obviously it didn't work for 37 minutes. So whatever I was doing was backfiring. So we got better players than what we played tonight. Frank's not going to go 3 for 13 and Devontae, until he made those couple of huge threes, you know, he was shooting it awful. And Josh had an off game offensively. Landon, how many bunnies did he miss? But the thing about it is there's no 9-point plays. I felt like we were trying to catch up in a minute. You know, we're down nine or whatever. There's a ton of time left. And I guess they waited till there was no time left in order to actually, you know, make that 9-point play, you know.
Bill, with the record you have, would you rather have it all these close games you've had, or would you rather have it with a bunch of blowouts, with the tournament in March in mind?
I don't know. I don't know what the formula is. You know, some people think, and I've had coaches tell me, the less contested games you have, the fresher guys are late. I've had some people say, you know, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Connecticut or something win five games in the Big East tournament then go on to win the national championship? So I'm not sure there's a formula that's right or wrong. Since all our games are close, I'll take it that it's good, really good for us.
So. Gerald Vick's performance, you know, kind of helped you guys get over that hump in the first half.
Well, we didn't get over the hump, but he kept it from being a blowout, to be honest. We go up 26-21 after being down 11 or so, and in large part due to him. And it really hurt us when he got in foul trouble, because this was a game where he needed to play 30 plus minutes, and you know, him being saddled with fouls and only getting 18 obviously hurt us.
Bill, how about the importance
when you're in that desperate mode, comeback mode, and things don't always go right, Speed had a, you know, to keep, you know, keep encouraged and not to let one of those type of moments.
Well, you know, when we won at 08, it was a different deal, but we were down 9 with 2 left then. But in that situation, it seemed like everything went right down the stretch. In this situation, we had a lot of things not go right. And you're right, the guys hung around. We talk about next play all the time and that it's a long game and you got to always think next play. And I thought our guys actually, I mean, you look and, you know, usually Frank gets a little frustrated and Josh gets a little frustrated. I didn't see that tonight. I thought they thought next play for the most part the entire game.
What did they say about the effort of your players in that instance?
Well, they gave, you know, West Virginia played hard, too. They were quicker than us and everything early on. But, yeah, our guys played hard. They competed hard. And anybody that says their guys play harder than mine is a ridiculous statement. Okay, my guys play. I'm not saying they play harder, but there's nobody that competes any harder than my guys.
The Waco on Saturday, given Baylor's loss today, what does this mean, big picture for you guys?
Well, I don't know. You know, you got to hold serve at home, and all we did tonight in a very unique way was do what we're supposed to do. So, obviously, with Tech winning, you know, and guys, the Tech win Saturday was a good win. They're good, and for them to beat Baylor, and then for us to have a chance to play Baylor on Saturday, when you know that they will play the game of the year at home because of the backs against the wall, it'll take another great special effort to go down there and have success.
Hey Bill, what did you think of the response of your team coming out in the overtime? Just
great.
Yeah, sometimes that can usually come back like that.
There's been a lot of times where you wear yourself out. Especially when you've got LeGerald and Speed that's already fouled out, you wear yourself out, and how you going to piece it together? And Landon having 4 fouls the last 10 minutes or so that he played. I thought our guys, you know, we got Landon layup to start and just missed it, and then Devontae made a big shot, and then obviously Josh got the steal in a basket, and then we played with the lead the whole time. The only thing we didn't do well in overtime was, it's my fault, but getting the ball in bounds when you're up 6, you know, I said last thing you do, you can't throw the ball to half court, and we did, and that gave them 2 points to cut to 4, but fortunately they fouled Frank down the stretch.
Coach, you talked about the crowd earlier. You all broke the record tonight for the loudest indoor. I mean, talk about that if you want.
To be honest with you, I don't really care about that too much. Congratulations to everybody that yelled.
But the crowd noise that had an effect on West Virginia.
Yeah, I don't know that it did at all because I thought West Virginia was by far the best team on the floor for 35 minutes. But it did get pretty loud late. And what happens in basketball is when a team's playing well and you feel momentum slipping, you play tight. And sometimes the advantage is to the team that was from playing from behind, and that may have happened to us like it happened to Iowa State against us last Saturday.
How much did Harden give Mason show?
Well, they all did. I mean, everybody gives Frank a ton of credit, which he deserves a ton of credit. But you can't say that anybody showed more heart than anybody else. The way we guarded and rebounded and played down the stretch, I thought everybody showed a lot of heart.
What do you think of Devontae's mentality after starting so poorly and coming up so much there in the last few minutes in the team?
We needed it. You know, he's our best 3-point shooter off the bounce. And you know, he made a heck of a move to make a 3 there. I think it was late in regulation. Unbelievable move to make a 3. It may have been overtime when he made the 3, when he put on a little dribbling show and knocked it down. But Devontae has had a good, solid year, but he's yet to be a breakout, have a breakout, you know, stretch. And hopefully this will give him some momentum to do that.
Josh had that play where he fell down, and then I think Carlton flashed, and he found him. Ended up with a Devontae 3. What did you see on that play?
Well, you know, everything that could go wrong went wrong. You know, Devontae's trapped on the sideline. He throws a behind-the-back pass to Carlton. Carlton's hung out there. He throws a perfect skip pass to Josh. Josh trips over his own feet, falls down, and then somehow threw a left-handed hook pass to Carlton that was completed, and then Devontae makes the 3. So, we had some fortunate possessions, obviously.
West Virginia had a chance to sweep you guys and obviously didn't take advantage of that. But do your veterans, do you take a lot of pride in teams not being able to get two wins against you guys?
Sure, you know, the sure we do, and they probably should have. They were better than us in Morgantown, and they were better than us tonight, for the most part of the large part of the game. But yeah, our guys have a lot of pride, and I didn't talk once about the league race. I didn't talk about any of that stuff. All I told them was, you got a chance to play a team that put a pretty big knot on your head last time we played, and they were motivated. I think they just tried too hard early on in the game.
What was the post-game locker room like?
You know, sometimes when we're in a big game, guys will get up and dance and everything. Everybody sat there and was totally exhausted, and nobody got up out of their chair, and we were just very thankful. So there was no jubilation outwardly, because I think everybody's, you know, exhausted.
Anything else, guys?